Now, on Thursday of this week, there's an absolutely sensational event taking place in Orihuela, and this really is a must-go-and-see event. I'm not going to tell you much about it at the moment, other than to introduce you to the person behind it, who we're going to be chatting to now and find out a little bit more. But I will say it's all about remembrance, and welcome to Excite Radio, Nick Moore.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Now, Nick, remembrance, tell us about what's happening on Thursday in Orihuela.
Well, I had the idea many years ago. I run a theatre in Orihuela. We do 3 or 4 shows a year. And when I was an actor in Britain many years ago, I wrote a show to commemorate the war poets. Mm-hmm. And myself and a German actor, we acted out the war poets and letters and recollections of the First World War. And it gave the show, it gave the whole story of the Great War a completely new angle, because you had a British actor and a German actor acting this out. And when I came to Spain, we've got our own studio theatre, so I can put on a variety of work. And this show we first did in 2008, and this year, of course, we're commemorating 100 years since the start of the Great War, mm-hmm. the First World War, back in 1914. And with our students and our actors, because we're a theatre connected to a language academy, and we have students of extremely high level English, and I have the opportunity to repeat the show this year. And so this week at Network Theatre on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, we are presenting Remembrance, which is an evening of war poetry and recollections and letters from the Great War, but from both sides, not right. only the very famous British poems, but also recollections and stories from the German side as well.
Okay. Now, as you just mentioned, as I think a lot of people will know, the 100th anniversary is this year, but you also mentioned something which I think is extremely important, and I just want to ask about that, and the fact that you've got so many young people involved. I just want to know from your point of view, why do you think it's so important to get young people involved in an event like this? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's historical, it could be forgotten about, all those kind of criticisms that people may face. Why do you think it's important for young people to be involved?
I think the second point you said, which is that it could be forgotten about, is the most important aspect. Not only from running a theatre, but I also teach English, and I can stand up in front of my students and say, "Okay, what are the dates of the Second World War?" And they have absolutely no idea. And so, by presenting an evening like this, especially for the young actors involved, they really have embraced the whole subject. And they've gone off on Wikipedia and they've found out so much more. And there's some incredibly touching stories that if we hadn't done the show, they would never have known. At the end of our show, one thing I should say is that don't be put off by war poetry, or don't be put off by poetry, because we at the same time as the poems are said, we're also projecting images and film all of the Great War. So it's a real multimedia event. But the kids who have been involved have taken their poems away and found out so much more about the writers, and it's really given them a kind of insight into the reality of the war. Some of the, for example, Wilfred Owen, mm-hmm. One of the most touching aspects of the story is that his mother found out that he died as the celebration bells were ringing out for the end of the war. So everyone in their town was rushing out of the houses because they heard the bells pealing, and she was handed the letter that to say that he'd been killed. It has to be, for me, one of the most poignant moments of our show. But there are many others as well. We have the most beautiful letter written by a young soldier writing home to his new wife, saying that she mustn't worry about him and to not send him so much stuff because she needs to keep stuff for herself at home. And then we have the letter that was written by the chaplain to her to say that he had died. And those two letters arrived on the same day. And we present them with some nice music playing in the background and some beautiful images as well. So it's a real multimedia event.
Right. You just made me think of one other thing. Which, some years ago, when the film Titanic made it onto the big screen, and there was many young people who watched the film, and then afterwards, across Facebook and Twitter and the internet, people were then saying how good it was. And then suddenly, they were surprised that it was based on real events. And it's like, yes, nobody had ever been aware of the fact that Titanic existed. And I suppose the risk is this harrowing time for many, many people could well be forgotten.
Well, I think we live in a time when we do tend to forget the past. And only the other day I was thinking to myself, well, we're celebrating, we're commemorating 100 years since the First World War. But around 1896 to 1996, I don't remember us commemorating any other wars, do you? Do you remember us commemorating any wars from the Victorian era? It became a forgotten era. I think the Great War had such an impact on society that it's one that we feel now that we really must never forget, because the idiocy of these men dug into trenches, launching shells at each other for days, months, years at an end, it is utter madness, and it is something we should never forget.
Okay.
One of the stories we focus on is the very famous Christmas truce, where they were playing football in the middle of no man's land. Mm-hmm. The men saw the absolute banality of war and put down their weapons and went and shook hands and exchanged cigarettes and played football with each other. And we actually know what the result was.
Right.
The Germans beat the Scots. There we are, football. So in this year of the World Cup, let's not forget that.
Indeed. And of course, on the subject of hidden history, and indeed poetry, Spain itself has got a very deep history, which is a lot of people want to hide. And of course, very famous poets, one very famous poet, the most famous probably from Orihuela itself, Miguel Hernández.
Yes, of course. It's a political hot potato. It's such a shame in this town, because you've got the socialists who would like to wave Miguel Hernández from the top of every building, and you've got the conservatives, the PP, who would rather forget about Miguel Hernández. It's very sad, because he's so much part of the culture and history of our town. It's good to see that in most of the schools, the kids do spend a lot of time studying and learning to appreciate Miguel Hernández. I think you might remember the same as me, that when you're at school and the poetry's put in front of you, we all kind of groan. But if you do spend time with poetry and you do embrace it, it is quite amazing. Some of the poems we've got, we also project the words at the same time. So as the actor is saying the poem, you can read along. And some of it is absolutely beautiful and touching. And it's just so tragic. And for me, it's an honor. As a director and writer, it is an honor and a privilege to be able to present these poems in the format that we do, because it isn't just poem, poem, poem. We've got songs and, as I say, lots of images from the First World War.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about your venue, Networks Theatre in Orihuela. Where can we find it?
You can find it next to Plaza San Sebastian, which is very close to the Glorieta, but if people know where La Lonja is, it's a concert hall. It's we're in Calle San Agustín.
Okay.
And we're at number 25, Calle San Agustín. Now, also in this wonderful age of Google and stuff, you can Google us and up comes our address. Mm-hmm. And also we are on the wonderful Facebook, if anybody would like to search for us, Networks Theatre.
Okay.
They should be able to find us very easily on Facebook.
Fantastic. And the La Lonja Exhibition Hall, as you say, the former marketplace, a very much iconic,
yes,
building in Orihuela, so not far from there. And then the show is on Thursday, Friday and Saturday of this week?
It is. It's Thursday at 8 p.m, Friday at 9 p.m, and Saturday at 8 p.m.
Okay, and tickets are €5 for adults and €3 for students?
They are.
And can you buy them on the door?
Yes, of course you can. You can buy them on the door. You can also telephone us if you wish to. The number is 966-740251.
Fantastic. And all of these details, incidentally, are in the Leader this week on Tuesday's TV page. So if you want to dig out your Leader, you'll find all of the details there. Nick, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck with the show on Thursday, Friday and Saturday. I hope to be able to get down there myself and see it, but time is a little fraught, unfortunately, but I do hope I'll be able to make it. And good luck with the show, and thanks for talking to us.
Well, thank you very much to Excite, and thank you to the Leader as well for giving us so much support over the years.
You're very welcome.